We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I was just trying to call Maddie, and I got dyslexic, and I called somebody else.
Ah!
Wherever area code 401 is, that may be Rhode Island. I just wanted to talk to Maddie. I miss Maddie.
No, I miss Maddie, too.
Maddie's out. We've got a COVID scare on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. Hang on a second. Where's
the appropriate music for this?
Oh, stop it. I'm working on it. Take it easy. COVID scare. Jeff Buchanan Show. Yeah. It's really funny, too, that COVID is one of those things that now everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
I am getting blown up this morning. Is she not vaccinated? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine. Is she not? You don't have to wait 5 to 7 days. I know her sister's a nurse or whatever it was. She even have a sister.
Cousin.
Cousin. Aunt. Whatever.
Whatever.
I did read. The internet's not research.
My God. Well, y'all don't understand. Here's my thing. I totally get there's still a lot of, like you said earlier, there's still a lot of unknowns. And I'm sorry, but I'm vaccinated and I don't want to be around someone that has COVID because I'm going to my bachelorette party this coming weekend.
That's it. That's the real deal. It's not that it's not that this is it's just what, you know what I mean? Kayla's got her bachelorette party. She's traveling. I've got a hefty schedule and toy drive is 16 days away.
Yeah.
We do not need this in our life. So, you know, the one thing, I was talking to Jay Stu a minute ago. It's one of the things that it's one of the things that we've learned. Hey, if you're sick, stay home.
Thank you.
Even if you're not, and Maddie's not sick, but somebody around her was sick. And so fine. It's what?
Yeah.
Is it affecting our lives? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Will we get through it? Sure.
We'll be just fine.
Sure. What I really wanted to talk to her about was Maddie got her debit card stolen.
I know, right?
Her debit card info. Have you ever had that?
One time. But it wasn't like the way it worked for me. Like someone had stolen my actual debit card. Like not like the numbers off of it had like stolen it from me at a concert.
Right.
And then they tried to pay the rent the next day with my debit card. So it got flagged immediately. They're like, yeah, why are you trying to play Stewart's? You know, place right, in Wesley Chapel, Florida. You're like, well.
Your name's not Kayla Walker.
Yeah.
What are you doing with this card?
Paying rent for some random dude.
It's sad, but it also makes me angry.
Yeah.
Kind of desperation.
I mean? So sad.
But honestly, you're not a very good criminal. You're not thinking this through very well.
No, not at all.
To go and I'm going to take this to somebody else and try and pay my stuff. So, So Maddie's debit card info got stolen. When I had that happen to me, it was early days of identity theft. So security wasn't great. It hasn't, God bless America, hasn't happened recently. But apparently with Maddie, the person tried to buy like $5,000 in crypto. But like Maddie said, joke's on them. She doesn't have any money. So it doesn't matter. Oh, is that Maddie? Maddie's online too. Beautiful. So do you feel sick?
No, I feel fine.
You feel fine. I don't think you have it.
Yeah.
Do you think you have it?
Me neither, but trying to be safe.
So, but the hits just keep on coming. So we've got a COVID scare, and then now your debit card info got jacked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a giant pain in the neck.
Yeah, it was 45 minutes on hold yesterday. It was fun.
Oh, but you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Got it all taken care of. It never went through, which was great. It just like instantly got declined. And then they tried to do 4 more after the first one got declined. And instantly got a text saying, hey, fraud, get this taken care of. So I called right away. And
yeah, that's it. That's the other thing. So you're not a very good criminal. You keep banging through and trying to do all these different charges. And And that's how the red flag gets raised.
Exactly.
But I guess if you try and do it quick enough before they catch you,
you might be able to get one transaction in there.
Yeah, then you get yours. And
well, the funny thing is people have no like peace of mind about this. Like people that try to steal your stuff like that, they don't really care because they're like, oh yeah, they know the bank's going to reimburse you. And it's like, that's not necessarily the case every time. I've had several friends that have been out thousands of dollars because their bank, they don't have security on their debit card. They have security on their credit cards, but not their debit cards. So it's like, you guys are just scumbags.
Here's the other thing too. This is the real reason I wanted to have Maddie on. We haven't had a chance to talk about it because she wasn't here yesterday either.
Yeah.
Maddie's an aunt.
I know. So exciting.
Do you feel like an aunt?
Oddly enough, I do. Something changed within me when he was born. I was like, okay, I have a job to do now. I'm officially the cool aunt.
I found myself once I became a godfather.
Yeah.
I found myself making sure my seatbelt was on before I even left the garage. You know what I mean? That kind
of thing. That's adorable.
That kind of thing where it's like, same thing. Now you have a sense of responsibility. There's a little life that on some level may depend on you.
A little bit.
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. Everything's good.
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. He had a little trouble breathing when he was born, so his hands were blue and wrinkly, but he's good now.
That's me if I go swimming. So the baby's name is?
His name is Boston James.
Boss baby.
Boston James. I love that.
Boss baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to call him Boss Man.
I like it. Well, congratulations. Don't be
Thank
sick.
Thank you.
Don't be sick. And we'll see you in February.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. So we'll see what happens. I'm like insisting to Maddie that she has to get like three. Like I'm like, keep scheduling tests and just keep getting tests.
I literally have two booked right now. I have one today, one tomorrow. I will do whatever I have to do.
Okay, don't let Kayla's parents.
No, this is not, you know, when I had a COVID
scare. Excuse me,
I'm
talking to Maddie now.
Well,
I'm talking to Maddie. Hang on. Don't listen to Kayla where you have to get, you don't have to get tested that much. Go get the one test and go by that. She's literally yelling from the other room.
You have to get tested because our company
have to.
If you remember when I had a COVID scare, when I was exposed to somebody that tested positive, and then I rushed and got a test.
Yes,
and
which apparently,
stuff.
According to Maddie's research, she also found out the world is flat. I don't know if you knew.
That's fine. That's
fine. It was on the internet.
We still had to stay at home for 7 days, if you remember. But during those 7 days, our boss told me that I had to test negative three times.
When was that?
That was a couple of months ago.
Correct. And the CDC guidelines are now that, hang on. I'm just letting you know that that's not accurate information any longer.
Okay, well,
that's old info.
I'm just trying to help our friend out so she
can
come back to work. Testing's not going to hurt you by going to
If you would
get
let
tested.
Me finish a sentence, I would let you, I would tell you. She's so fired up right now. It's different.
I know, but still getting tested multiple times is not going to hurt.
So old info. Your paranoia is freaking me out. Your intensity on this is making me uptight.
Oh my.
Which is why I'm speaking very slowly and in a low voice so that I don't do anything I regret. Where were you? What did I just see? Hang on a second. CDC guideline says that you now do not have to quarantine after a close contact, if you are vaccinated. Maddie, are you vaccinated? I realize that's a very personal question, but are you? Yes or no? Tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
You are. And do you have any symptoms?
No.
So take it easy, Dr. Kayla.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Calm down. Don't listen to Kayla.
I was an amateur doctor in a previous life.
Okay,
so
I'm done with you. Maddie, I hope you come back soon. I miss you. If for nothing else, I just need a buffer between me and that other room. I'm just saying.
I miss you guys too.
I realized when you're here, she talks to you. And when you're not here, she talks to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's true.
I'm just joking. I love you both. Maddie, come back
we
to us soon,
you.
Will you? Yeah, we miss you. And congratulations, Auntie.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.